Welcome to a special audio vignette series brought to you by NAVO and United We. Our two organizations have partnered to educate women on how to make positive impacts and build skills that benefit their communities and their businesses. Each episode touches on a fresh topic and features an incredible woman expert. You'll hear tips, best practices, stories, and more that you can easily apply to your life and to your business. And now, here's this week's short and inspiring listen.
Hi there, I'm Tiffany Dufu, founder and CEO of The Crew. And I am here to talk to you about one of my most favorite subjects, finding a mentor. Mentorship is so important to me because I'm the cumulative investment of so many women who have poured themselves into me. And I believe that mentorship is critical to ensure your success. So first of all, for me, the definition of mentorship is an individual who helps you to achieve clarity through guidance and encouragement. And we often feel like it's very difficult to find these incredible people, but I have discovered a surefire way of recruiting a mentor. So step one is identifying who it is that you feel like you can learn from, and then finding a way to ask them for advice. It could be verbally, if you have access to this person at some kind of an event. It could be over email. It could even be through social media. But you want to ask this person a question about your business, about your life, about something that they might have some insight on that you don't know. Now, the most important part of this experience is that you loop back with the person at some time in the future after they give you this advice to tell them, number one, remember when you gave me this advice and what it was and what the outcome of your experience was after you applied their advice. And then you're going to say, that advice was so helpful to me. Can I ask you just one more question? They're going to say, yes, you're going to do the whole thing again. You're going to take their advice, their insight. You're going to do something with it, apply it, and then you're going to loop back with them, express gratitude, let them know the impact that advice had on you, and then you're going to do it again. Three times you're going to do a loop of soliciting insight or advice from them, even if it's in a small way, and then looping back at some point in the future, even if it's a month, 2 months, 6 months, and letting them know how their advice made an impact on you and to express gratitude. I guarantee you that after you do that three times, you can then go to the person and say, you've made such an impact on me in such a small amount of time. I'm wondering if you would be open to meeting with me every other month for about 30 minutes, which is six times a year, so that I can pick your brain even more. And I can guarantee you that the person is going to say yes. The reason why this tip is so incredible is because one, you will be able to determine in those first three experiences with the individual whether or not they're going to be the right mentor for you, whether or not they give you advice that actually helps you, or whether or not they're giving you advice or insight or asking you questions that isn't so helpful. But number two, by you asking for their advice and then looping back with them, you're basically demonstrating that you will give a return on the investment of time. And that's really what people want to know, especially when they're volunteering their time, that the insight that I give, that the advice I give, that the time I spend, it's going to make a difference. And you're demonstrating that to them. The best advice that I ever got from a mentor was over a decade ago. I was with my mentor, her name is Joan, and I was going to her to get advice about a situation I was really stressed about. I had seen a job posting for what I felt like was my dream job, but the role would have required me to move my family to another city. And I was really nervous about having to do that. Joan looked at me and she said, Tiffany, I have an observation that I'd like to share about you, if that's okay. She says, I'm finding that frequently you are worried about decisions that you don't have to make. Like in this case, you're worried about moving your family to another city, but honey, you haven't even applied to the job. You don't even have a job offer. She said, Tiffany, you will be much more successful in life if you spend more of your energy generating options than you spend worrying about options that you don't even have. I am telling you that story right now because it changed my life. It changed the trajectory of how I make decisions and literally what I am worried about. It's in part, I feel, what makes me a great entrepreneur because I'm not worried about things I don't need to be worried about. And it put Joan in my top five mentors that I've ever had. So I hope that you take this insight and advice. Maybe you apply it yourself. Most importantly, just know that if you want something you've never had before, you're going to have to do something that you've never done before in order to get it. And that might mean finding the perfect mentor. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this audio vignette brought to you by Navo and United We. Learn more about Navo at nawbo.org, about how we're powering the dreams of our nation's women business owners. And learn more about United We on united-we.org, about how we're advancing women's economic and civic leadership. And be sure to continue this conversation on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.